Do you struggle with keeping on top of dinners? Is life really busy, but you still want to eat great food? Well, you've come to the right place. Join myself and David as we help you with easy everyday food, recipes made simple, tips and tricks, and we'll answer your culinary questions with lots of laughs along the way. Welcome to the Sarah Butler at Home podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. It's episode 20-something.
What is it, 23?
No, it's 20. What was last week? Last week was the one where we didn't appear. So last 25.
Is it 25?
25.
There's celebrations. A name on that. Isn't there a centenary or
is
something?
Is there anniversary?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't reached
is that,
that
100?
I don't know. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Last week, of course, our listeners enjoyed some of the WhatsApp specials, or the rather be, or the quickfire round. I can't even think. Last week, and we had some fun with that. And that's because, well, I was a bit lazy, and you had a lot on.
There's a lot going on.
There's an awful
there was
lot
a lot going on. There was communions. Boys needed to be communed.
Yes. Can we just say that? So 2 weeks ago, we went to watch the All Ireland together.
Yes.
And
we had been on since, no?
No. We had a few drinks.
We had a few.
It was good. We had a good old day. Bad result, good day.
Yeah. We got out.
Yeah, we got out.
And we lost, but we got out.
And we stayed out. And it had been, that had been our first time in a pub, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Inside a pub.
Inside in a pub.
For, well, whatever, since last March in
great.
2020. It was great. We did talk a lot of rubbish.
Yes, but it had to be done.
It had to be done. So we'll move on from our All-Ireland talk, and we'll talk about last weekend, because the reason you were so busy was because Thomas made his communion at long last.
He sure
so
did.
So there was a bit of a feast.
There was a feast.
A feast! it was amazing. You did an awful lot of work now, in fairness to you.
Look at it, sure. I can't do it. I kind of have to now. The pressure's on me. I can't be rocking in what's like.
I know, but you know, there's so many easy ways out of it.
I know, but I do enjoy it, and I love the prep the day before. So I did all my prep the day before.
Okay.
And then I got up early, and I did a gorgeous tomato based chicken curry, and it's on my page. It's sponsored by G's Jams, and it is amazing. I honestly think it's the nicest dish I've made to date, and the amount of people that have made it and messaged me going, "Oh my god," and it's. All you need is a few spices, like obviously okay. You need ginger and chili and coconut milk. But people think with spices, oh God, scary. You need ground cumin, coriander, turmeric. And when I was recording the video, I was like, I'm saying this wrong. And this is a sponsored video. They'll be like, you're one to know what you're talking about. And garam masala. That's all you need to make this.
Right.
Because people kind of freak out with spices. Like, Oh God, I don't know what to do. So that was fab. And then we had the beef bourguignon.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the salads. Loads of bread.
Okay, slow down. You're going way ahead. Like a racehorse. Over. So basically, you had to serve how many people? I think it was about
24.
24, right. 24 yeah. people. So you made how many dishes?
I had
Two mains.
I had the chicken curry and I had the beef bourguignon. So I got up at 7 o'clock in the morning and I got them on and in the oven at 9.
Right, okay.
Done.
Slow cooked.
Slow
there
cooked.
You go.
Off you go. So all I had to do when I came home from the church was the rice.
Yeah.
So I like cut my bread. I did my butter cubes, wrapped them in cling film. I had washed all my salad stuff the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to make up the salads, do the potato salad, the pasta salad, the green salad, carrot salad. I had blitzed that morning. And then I had a ham that I cooked overnight the night before. So when I got up the morning of the communion, that came out. That was done. And I also slow cooked just plain chicken breasts with like thyme and wine and garlic and salt and pepper and butter for a few hours so that anybody that didn't want the curry, you know,
yeah.
These awkward people that come, yeah. Children. I don't like curry. Is there wine in that? I didn't tell the kids. That's why they were all wired at it. So yeah, I had the plain chicken and I had the ham as well.
No, it was some spread. I was there. It was some spread. It gives me a bit of anxiety because there's so much. What I actually need, I was thinking about this afterwards. What I need everybody to leave the room.
I know. Right? One at a time.
I'll go. So
you know what we need? We need one of them ladies from the church with the red sashes. I was in there today and she wouldn't let me light a candle.
Why?
She wouldn't let me light a candle. I went in, I forgot mass was on, so I got nabbed then by the priest going around to the communion. So I was like, and I dropped my glasses and my ear pods fell out of my head. I was in the little back room where the shop used to be. So I took my communion and I sat out there. Then mass finished. So I went in to light a candle and she came out with her red sash and I heard it's a bottle of spray.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going in to light a candle. You're not allowed. You have to go out. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Then she felt bad. She was like, she said, will you come back? I was like, yeah, yeah, it's grand, it's fine. Oh, come in, love, and light your candle. She obviously went, this one must be in dire need, and she's lighting candles. So, yeah.
I like this new Sarah. I like this.
I don't like going to the church, so there's loads of people, because then I bumped into my in-laws and loads of people I knew, and they were very surprised to see me at Mass. I was like, I didn't realise there was loads of people in here. But I lit the candle, so you're all blessed by Sarah.
We're all safe.
We needed one of them ladies with the sashes, because they are scary. She comes at you like this. Yeah. They have the spray bottle in front. It's like, don't move, I'm going to spray you. We should have got one of them for the communion.
But the problem with me is because you don't want to be total pig.
I know.
But you want to make sure that you don't miss out on something.
It's gone when you come back. Yeah.
So the chicken curry I missed out on.
Did you?
That would have been, I've kind of...
I'll have to make another one. I'll bring you over some.
So, because you don't want to be the one that like, look at him, he's back up again.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the state of him. I was very picky.
You were very mannerly.
And I wanted them to clear... Don't look at me! Don't judge me.
Sit in the corner with your back to everybody. Yeah, yeah.
This plate won't do. Get me a bigger plate.
A tray.
So that it did cause a bit of anxiety. It was fabulous, though. It really was fabulous. I had the beef burger on, which was just really, really nice.
Yeah,
I love the pasta thing. I love that.
Yeah.
I saw you done the carrots first. Was that for me? The carrot. I'll take
carrot with mayonnaise, and I did one without.
I don't mind carrot with or without.
If you're hungry enough, you'll eat it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bread, you had your potatoes there as well.
I had potato salad, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
Crusty bread, soda bread, and treacle bread.
Oh, yeah.
And it's buffet style. Anyone that is doing anything, whether it be communion or just loads of people, just do a buffet style and set the lot up. Cutlery, plates, food.
Now, you also had, you had organised yourself with tables. Stop looking at your phone.
Sorry. No, my child is in someone else's house, so I'm just like, you can drop her here. I've always done this from All Affairs Hire in Castlebar. I've always hired my cutlery, my plates and my glasses. So it means that yours are in the press clean and you get all of these lovely white plates, plenty big enough. But I also hired tables.
Yeah.
Because there was 24 of us, and otherwise it would have just looked like a funeral where you go into a house and there's chairs everywhere lined along the wall. I was like, where's the coffin? So we got two big round tables, and they even come with the tablecloths. Gorgeous. Beautiful. Chevali chairs, you know, these lovely fancy ones.
They were lovely.
I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, but it just made it all lovely. Flowers and candles.
Yeah,
pretty.
It was nice. It really was. The place looked fabulous. You all looked fabulous. It was great. It was a lovely day.
It was a lovely day.
The
weather held up. The kids were out bouncing on the bouncy castle.
Bouncy. And because it was a Sunday, nobody went mental.
Yeah.
Which is really important.
Yeah. We had to kind of behave. Well, we were a little bit late, but we didn't go as mental as we would have on Saturday.
I did not.
You were very sick.
But not a whiff of alcohol passed my lips.
Did you not?
Not a sniff of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. They're not getting old.
You had to get up early in the morning.
Just driving, yes. Sundays never good. Anyway, it was a great success. Was there anything left over?
There was a little beef bourguignon left over, but like, in fairness, there was probably about 10 pounds of meat in it. That was it.
Oh, desserts then. Of course, we might have to talk about the desserts.
Desserts. So I absolutely love the strawberry cheesecake with the jelly on top.
Yeah.
But instead of putting full strawberries into the mascarpone cheese and the double cream that you mix together. Okay, so I got my strawberries and my raspberries and I put them in a saucepan with a little water and simmer them down.
Okay.
Reduce them down and then I sieved them. Okay, so you're just left with like a coulis.
Okay.
And I put that into the cheesecake so there's no seeds or pips, because I was like, the old ones now will be pulling strawberry seeds out of their teeth. So I put the coulis into the mix, so it was just gorgeous. It was like mousse.
Ah.
And then the jelly on top.
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah. No, really was
and
lovely.
What else to do? Pavlova, chocolate brownies.
Which is the pavlova? What's that one?
That was the meringue. Oh, the strawberries.
I had that. Good, yeah.
Loads of brownies for the kids. They're pure handy. So warm brownies and ice cream.
Ice cream. I had a bit of ice cream.
That was it.
Yeah. God, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Who did the washing up?
In fairness, Dermot's very good. We got up the next morning and we went at it together.
Yeah.
He went and... Oh God, that's so bad the way that came out. We went at it together. Oh, fucking hell.
And we don't do it now on a Monday morning. You go at it together.
Monday morning is the best time to go at it together. You new term, go at it together. We did not go at it together.
We went cleaning the dishes.
We went cleaning the dishes, and he was rolling tables out the door and stacking chairs. So we'd have done by lunchtime.
Yeah. He also made breakfast for you.
Did he?
He made breakfast for you. It might have been the next day, but it was certainly one of them.
Oh, stop. The sausages. Jesus. The morning of the communion. What am I going to eat? So I fired a load of sausages into the oven. Fed him before I went and got my hair done, and there was three or four left. So I said, I put them in the warmer. Yeah. 2 days later.
Yeah, like, I got the photograph.
Yeah. The lot had to go in the bin.
Jane would say, they're just about done now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, disaster. Yeah. So that was the communion, and then that was Sunday, and then Monday was the next day, and I launched the pre-order of the cookbook that evening.
Yes.
So, divil a fear of me taking a break.
Yeah.
Straight over one thing and into another.
That's a great idea now, because, of course, if regular listeners will know, the cookbook's coming out in just a matter of weeks now.
Yeah.
And it's going to have all your favourite recipes in there, and pictures and stories, and it's going to be a big success, I think. But it's available for pre-order for people right now, isn't
it? Yeah, it's available on my website. That is sarahbutleratholme.com.
Right, sarahbutleratholme.com is the website. You can get all the information there, and you can pre-order the book.
Yeah.
Pre-order it
because actually I had to extend the pre-order date. So the first kind of day it went so well, the first people that were getting it are going to get it dispatched from the 15th of October.
Right.
But I've had to extend that to the 22nd because so many orders came in.
That's
so
great.
If you want to get your hands on it quick, get your order.
Get the book, lads. It's going to be fabulous. And you're going to follow all the recipes. It can be simple stuff. I'm sure you'll be grand.
Yeah, all good.
All good. And we will throw that up on our Twitter account during the week when you give me the information on how to put it up and how people can get it.
Yeah.
It'll
also be available in shops.
Local shops too.
Yeah, local shops. But we have to get the pre-orders out first, and then that's the next thing.
Ain't no stopping now. Taking over the world.
Taking over the world, or you'll go, Jesus, did you hear about Sarah Butler?
She ended up in the mental. She was at mass one day, and some woman with a red sash came at her, and she went, I'm going to kill you!
I'm going to do a Britney Spears on it. Yeah. Shave my head and go mental with the. What did she have? Was it an umbrella?
I could just see you with a shaved head too. It'd be great.
Suit me.
Anyway, there we go. Is that our food for this week then?
That's our food. Well, hold on now. Lemons was another thing that
The
magical lemon. We just can never have enough lemons in the house because there's so much you can do with them. So firstly, lemon, just a slice of lemon in with your lettuce.
Yeah.
In with your grapes.
Oh!
In with your strawberries.
You hit the microphone.
Sorry, did I hit that?
You did. It's broken.
Did that make a big bong?
It did.
I'm very handy.
Have you had too much coffee?
I didn't have any coffee today. Put about 25 litres of water. The lemon slice in with your lettuce. Just, you don't squeeze it over, just pop it in.
Yeah.
And in with your grapes and your strawberries.
Saw this during the week in our house.
Went to
get
fresh.
Lettuce. Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, and not lemony. I can say it didn't, no lemony.
There's no lemon taste. You can also have it. I have lemon in warm water every morning with a squeeze of honey. It's like a detox.
What? Oh, yeah.
It's really good for your digestion. Have you never heard of that?
Yeah. What about, you go through cycles. I just know, we did that like 3 years ago. What about the apple cider vinegar in the morning? Were you doing that for a while? No,
I didn't do that.
Right.
I didn't
That's
do that.
One. Detox. What are you detoxing from?
No, that's what I have in the morning.
Go on, so squirt of lemon.
Lemon. A slice of lemon and a little bit of honey.
And hot water.
And hot water and stir it up.
That is good.
It's nice.
Yeah, that would be good.
And then with any chicken dish, you can either squeeze it into the sauce, if it's cooked sauce, or if you're making roast chicken, put some lemon in. Yummy.
Okay.
And obviously bakes, lemon cakes and all sorts of things. So lemon is my favourite fruit.
Yeah. Lemon is my favourite fruit?
I just thought of eating a lemon like an apple there and I got myself confused.
Yeah. Lemon is for everything,
it's
isn't it?
For cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gin and tonics.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Have you got an air fryer?
No, I didn't go down that route of gadgetry.
Yes.
Yet. You can't put any sunflower oil or anything in it.
Can you not?
I don't think you can. And I just don't think they'll taste as nice.
Right, because I saw this thing during the week and I was gripped by it. Went down the rabbit hole and it is pasta in an air fryer that turn out like crisps.
Oh.
Mm. And people have been raving about this.
Really?
So what you do is... You cook the pasta, right, as normal, in your water. Then you cover the pasta in olive oil.
Yes.
A bit of salt.
Okay.
A bit of oregano.
Okay.
And
paprika.
That stuff, right? Then you put it into the air fryer.
Yes. And it makes them all crispy.
But then you take it out of the air fryer and you put it into the oven for a little while.
All right, okay.
And then you get pasta crisps.
And I wonder what would happen if you just made your pasta and did that into the oven straight away.
You're asking too many questions.
Yeah, I might
I
try
don't
that.
Know.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice.
So pasta crisps, it's apparently a thing at the minute. Have a look at it when you get time.
Crisps
in
are
your
actually
life.
Really easy to make.
Real normal crisps.
Real crisps are really easy to make. You just peel your spud.
Right.
And use your peeler to peel slices.
Okay.
Okay, and then you rinse them and you dry them a kitchen roll. And you just pop them into some sunflower oil. And they taste just like crisps.
And what kind of flavour can you put?
Well, obviously you put flavour like salt and vinegar or paprika or whatever flavouring you want.
Yeah.
But they properly taste like crisps.
Okay.
Grace had to bring like, make something from potatoes was last year's... stupid
surprise
stupid teacher request. Make something from
lovely
potatoes
teachers lovely
in.
Teachers who listen to this podcast all the time.
Well, it was not a very clever request to send home to parents. They were coming in with like bowls of mashed potatoes like the next day.
Yeah, I remember
so,
that
you
yeah.
remember you had to do it too. Yeah. What did you bring in?
Mashed potatoes.
Well, I make crisps.
Of course you did. One better than everybody. Oh, yeah. Guess who's mammy's very popular on Instagram. Anyway, so yeah, well, I still
I'm
buy.
I'm just brilliant, David. And you're just the jealousy you're shining through there.
Now. I know, yeah. I just buy me crisps. They're cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, pasta in an air fryer. Pasta crisps. Something we could try out in the near future. Right, are we done with food now?
We're done with food now.
Very good. Let's move on. Other business.
Other business.
Other business of the day. Now, today I got a WhatsApp from you simply saying doing stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
So, please tell us
elaborate.
What stupid things.
I did a lot of stupid things this week. What did I do first? I had a chicken in the oven.
Right.
So I got my tea towel because, of course, there was 15 million things going on. I was doing emails. I was doing this. I was doing that. And I was like, oh, the chicken. So I grabbed the tea towel and I opened the dishwasher and stuck my head in to grab the chicken. I was like, oh, God, that's
in case anybody missed that now, she opened the
dishwasher
to take the chicken out.
Not the oven.
Not the oven.
With the tea towel on my hand. I was like, that's no bad. No, like, that's a whole new level. And just before I came in, I put a dishwasher load on. And like, you know, under your kitchen sink, there's always a press where you have all your
stuff.
Fairy stuff.
Yeah.
So I put the load on and went and got my dishwasher tablet from out in the utility, opened the press under the sink and fired it in. Because that's what I do. I don't put them into the little thing that has the little door. Yes. That doesn't work in my one.
Okay.
That takes far too much time. It just gets fired in.
Okay, so, but you fired it into the press.
Into the press. And I caught myself doing it going, oh, Jesus. You need a holiday or a drink or a coffee.
Or both.
Or both. But I did take it to my Instagram people and we got some very funny ones back.
Some of these are brilliant. They really, really are. People so, share great stuff.
So there was one saying, almost brushed my teeth with germaline, and another girl went, brushed my teeth with Bet the Pan.
What's that?
It's like the really, the Bet the Pan is what you put on wounds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I actually did that at a hen. Came back drunk, very drunk. And I brushed my teeth with, I think it was Imac.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell somebody had Imac with them. They must have had hairy lips or something.
No wonder you don't have
like,
hairy teeth.
On their face.
Jesus.
That they had like Imac with them on a hen. They were obviously waxing or taking hair off somewhere. I came back and it was really...
I can't go out unless I'm being Mac. You brushed your teeth with that?
Well, I put it on because it was in a tube, just like toothpaste. So I was like, this is grand, and squeezed it on, busy looking around me, and put it in my mouth. I then realised it wasn't toothpaste. But yeah.
When you lost the feeling of your tongue. I've
very smooth mouth.
When it comes to toothpaste, I have regularly put the toothpaste onto the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Flick it off at the end. Do you know the way you flick it off?
Yeah.
It goes in my eye.
Oh yeah. It's sore.
It's awful sore.
It's sore.
Just in case you didn't know that. It was really sore. Stingy sore.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay, anyway, what else have we got? Put the sugar in the fridge.
Yeah, we've done that.
After a few too many glasses of lemonade one night, I put my shoes in the door of the fridge. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh good. Cool them down.
Seems like a good
idea. Yeah.
Tried to plug my phone charger into my toothbrush. Oh, gosh. Put the butter in the nappy bag and the Suja cream in the fridge. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, she's obviously got a baby, so that's
okay. Yeah,
because
that's
okay.
Mammy brain.
Things.
We've all done that. Found my phone in a box of cereal in the pantry.
Oh, Jesus. She did well to find it.
Yeah. Search the house for carrots for 3 days. Later found them in the freezer. Also washed a nappy. Not a reusable.
I think we've all washed a nappy.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. I always say to you,
90-degree wash after that for a few cycles.
I remember when Joseph's, it was when he was getting baptised that night in our house. I was feeding him at about 3 o'clock in the morning. We were still up. And I remember saying to him as a small baby, "Do not judge your father, because I have no idea where this battle's going." A bit from his eye, a bit from his ear.
Oh, no, it was no crack having newborns.
No!
Somebody put a notepad on the hob and turned it on. Didn't realise until there were flames. Not good.
You do that now.
Look at
the sieve thing you did.
I know, yeah. Look at the scars.
Yeah, still scars. Yeah.
Somebody was looking for their phone and they were speaking on it. I have done that so many times. I've been on to people going, "I cannot find my phone. I'm walking around the house looking for the phone to get out of the house." And they're like, "You're on the phone.
You're on the phone."
I've done that a lot.
People have done with their glasses and you're wearing them.
Yeah.
That can happen too.
Thought a cooked chicken I bought had no breast meat. It was upside down.
Oh, that the upside down chicken thing can't get people out at all, right? Yeah.
Sure.
We nearly saw terrier teeth there.
Terrier teeth.
What about this one? Tampons in the freezer.
I don't know how that would happen.
Would it be cooling, I suppose?
It would be very cooling on the cramps. It could be a thing.
Opened a tin of peas, threw the peas in the bin.
Funny.
And the tin in the pot.
The pot. That's very funny.
I've done something similar with dog food. I've taken the dog food out, put the dog food in the bin, and put the tin.
Poor Monty's got a tin.
I know. He's going, "Do I have to eat the tin again?"
A lot of people putting things in the fridge. Putting the keys in the fridge, left the dishcloth in the cookie press, looked for it everywhere. Like, I do find St. Anthony is the only man to...
This new religious era.
No. I always said St. Anthony's the only one I'll give money to because he's the only thing that makes things worse. Work. When you go looking for something.
Yeah, he finds it.
It absolutely freaks the bejesus out of me. How St. Anthony? And I'm like, "Okay, St. Anthony, I know I only pray to you like when I'm looking for something, but I'm really sorry and I'm really late and I need to find such a thing." And there it is.
Yeah. Oh, he's amazing. St. Anthony's amazing.
Yeah.
Whoever you turn to, St. Anthony, who's the other one that they leave out for the good weather? Child of Prague, isn't
Child
that one?
Child of Prague, yeah. I don't know now if she's as dependable.
I don't know either.
Is it a girl or a boy? Is the Child of Prague a girl or a boy? Because it could be either. That's a good question for you now.
I don't know. I'm not as well up on the religious-y stuff as you are at the minute.
I'm not religious. I'm not. Is the Child of Prague a girl? It's been asked. Simran, that the little guy has become synopsis. That's the wrong word, I can't pronounce it. That gender, here we go. If you've got an Irish female relative over the age of 25, you'll know all about the Child of Prague. That's not answering my question.
No. Get to the point. Answer the question, please.
Why does the head fall off the Child of Prague? Did you send that question in, David?
Hopscotch.
It's not telling me.
Yeah.
It's not telling me.
Went off to tip a load of clay one time. Tipped up dumper, but no clay came out. Sure hadn't been filled at all. Ah, we've all done that now.
Oh, jeepers.
We've all done that.
I don't know. Child of Prague is obviously, what do they call the ones that don't have any gender?
Genderless.
Genderless. I nearly said asexual, but I don't know.
That's a different thing.
That's a different thing, and it's nothing to do with religion.
No, nothing to do with that at all. Anyway, Child of Prague, and who's St. Anthony, who we pray to. They were brilliant, and well done to everybody for sharing those.
Yeah, they were great.
We've all done.
It's good to know we're not just
losing it.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of times... There is a lot of times.
But as I said to you earlier, I just think we were off and now it's back to the craziness.
Yeah.
Like, it's worse than it was. People have no patience. I'll tell you a funny story. I was in the vegetable shop last Saturday and all you could hear was honk, someone like laying on the horn really bad. So myself, the vegetable man, and the other lady was shocking, like, there's no patience. They aren't, and of course me there, miss... They've learned nothing from COVID, raging that there wasn't a third lockdown. Like, bring it on and put them back into their houses. It's shocking now. They've no patience. And what is going on? So anyways, I left past this, like, big, ginormous Jeep. I bet the father had, like, rainbow glasses. Two little boys in the front. They were, like, 3.
Okay.
And they were having a great time.
Oh, with the horn.
Laying on the horn.
Ah.
No adult in the car.
Oh, so they were left on their own.
I walked from Lean Cannons all the way up to, like, the butcher shop.
Right.
Right past there. And nobody came out. There was people coming out of shops looking. Because they were that bad. Laying on the horn. But it was so funny.
God.
We thought it was somebody, like, been impatient. Yeah. But it was very funny.
Kids playing
I don't know where the parents were, because they were obviously in. They were like, you know what? It was parked beside Dealey's Opticians. They were obviously, the father went in to get his rainbow glasses. Because it was one of these big, cool Jeeps.
If you want reference to rainbow glasses, yeah,
you need to go back.
Go back on the podcast. Yeah,
yeah. Midlife crisis that men have, and buy terrible glasses and buy very cool cars.
My midlife crisis isn't getting any better. It's getting worse. Worser it's getting. Anyway, we've had one of those weeks as well, and parents will know this. And if you're a parent and you're listening to this, and you've got children in national school, you will know that half the schools are in and half the schools are out because of close contacts, and there's COVID and the sickness and the sniffles and there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Not from Monday, though, I don't think.
So by the time this podcast goes out, pretty much that will have finished, and people will continue to go to school. But I mean, we've both experienced it. This week.
Yeah. I just got a negative test back for Thomas just an hour ago.
Yeah.
Where we went straight from school yesterday, got the text straight to the clinic place or whatever they do, which is like really scary. I always feel like you're going into like a space.
Yeah.
Space, because it's all concrete up in McHale Park.
Yeah, but they're incredibly nice.
And it's like, don't put your window down. She put the little zippy bag, clear bag in the window, and she said, okay, don't touch the bag and put your window up. I was like, okay. I'm scared. They're so lovely up there.
They're so lovely.
They're so lovely.
Yeah, and particularly because it's mainly children at the minute that are getting tested.
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah.
And so they're very gentle with the children. Yeah. It's not invasive. It's nothing to worry about.
No, not at all.
And most children are coming back with head colds and colds and sniffles. And
oh, it's impossible. I don't know.
During the week, Joe in our house had the sniffle. He had a sniffle, so we took his temperature.
Yeah.
So his temperature was up and we were like, oh, yeah. Okay, we better get that checked.
Yeah.
So went for the test. Test came back negative. Temperature was still up. Temperature was still up. Temperature was still up. We're giving him the stuff. Temperature was still up.
Yeah.
Right? So Jane said, I'll take my own temperature. Her temperature was up.
No.
So then take my temperature. My temperature was up.
Oh my God. The thing was broken, was it? Oh, David, you've just been drugging your kid for the past 3 days in Europe.
The thermometer was broken.
Well, at least it works. Ours didn't work. I went to take Tom's temperature and the batteries were gone completely.
Well, we changed
the head.
So I did
the good old-fashioned hand to the forehead.
Oh, that works for everything.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're grand.
Go down to bed early.
We changed the head of the thermometer.
The plastic thing.
Put on a new one and everybody had normal temperatures.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's gas.
Anyway, so check your temperature. And you see, the children are back in school and they're getting what they would normally get when they're back
course.
In school.
Of course, yeah.
But it is always better and safer to get them tested.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's not invasive and you get the results
fine,
back
yeah.
and they'll be fine. So yeah, we're all experiencing that at the minute. And everybody you talk to, they say, oh, we had to go this way.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Thank God we're negative. Like, imagine
yeah.
the hassle
That's,
of it.
It's just, yeah, the hassle of it all. It really is. I had a situation during the week where I was out walking. We're doing a lot of walking at the minute. Mm. Not together, but we're doing a lot of walking.
It's good. It's good. Enjoy the walking more than the running, because I just get so competitive with running. I really do. Like, I'm so competitive. I'm like, I have to pass her out.
Yeah.
As like a friggin' Olympian is running past me, I'm like, I have to win. But I'm really enjoying my walking. I listen to my podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you using your earbuds?
Yes.
I got a new thing.
What?
Talk amongst yourself there.
I'm listening. Yeah, I got my earbuds actually today, and they're so handy. The only thing is, people don't realise, like, at least when you have the ear plugs in, you can see the wire. So
yes.
that if you burst out laughing in the middle of Main Street, people are like, oh, she's obviously like listening to something. But the ear pods, you can't really see them. And people are like, look at your one smile.
Look at
yourself.
This and be envious.
What is it? Bosch.
Look at that.
He's
Bose.
Not even letting me touch it.
Bose.
Oh, that's proper fancy.
Open them up. Press the button there. Don't, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, they go around. They hook around your ears.
No, I thought they did, but they don't. They just go in and they actually stay in. And they'll only work.
That's it, David. Oh, wait. If you saw this now, this is proper.
And they're in. They're for running and they're for...
And do they stay in when you run? They don't fall out?
No. And they...
So when you got them, did you run around the house with them in your head? Did
shaking
you?
My head. They only work when they're in properly.
Yes. Oh, right. And when you tap them, you can stop and
I don't
skip.
Know. I haven't
There's
tried
a trick
that. Oh, is there?
Yeah. There's a trick that you can tap
You don't
your,
like the song.
Tap your right ear and it does something, or tap your left ear twice and it does something else. I like the fancy blue lights.
Yeah, the lights are nice.
It's like a mini spaceship.
Yeah, it is lovely.
Cool.
I treated myself.
Oh, you're dead
Because
right.
I was out one day and the cable was just getting caught in everything.
I know,
and
that's
I thought,
so
right, cable has to go, so I'm going to invest in a nice pair of headphones.
Possibly midlife crisis.
If that's all I'm buying in midlife crisis,
you're doing okay.
You know, fairness.
They're
like,
black. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be at way
do
worse
you know what
things.
What I do wonder about, you know, when you see people running, And they wear these ginormous, like the headphones that you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
But bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, surely they'd be really heavy on their head and roasty they'd be sweaty. Head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, well, I had a policy up until 3 months ago of not listening to anything when I was walking or running, just listening to nature or listening to your body and focusing on your breath. And then I said, you know what'll make me run quicker? If I listen to Sarah's voice in my head.
If I listen to the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, Foo Fighters are good.
Crazy.
Yeah, I have a good playlist for all that stuff. Yeah, great. Yeah. And then I have a lovely playlist as well, which I think I've shared with you before.
Yes, you did actually. It's a great one.
Lovely, soothing, calming. When
no,
you need
I
it.
Have to listen to something. It's the longest walk in the world. That's where I would take into a run.
But there's something lovely about walking and just getting out and spending a bit of time in the fresh air.
It's a great start to your day.
Where are we now? How did we get onto that?
I don't know how we started talking. Brain fog, I think. Was it the brain fog?
Oh, we're doing stupid things in the brain fog.
Awful stupid things.
Thank you for sharing those. They were fantastic, by the way.
They were very good.
People are brilliant. What else have we got for you? We'll continue on with other business.
You see, David does all the research. I don't have to do anything.
I did this research 2.5 weeks ago.
I don't have to do anything.
You know, you should, but you don't.
I should.
Farm life. I wanted to ask you about farm life. You grew up on a farm, didn't you?
Well, kinda. There was no cows. I remember when I was.
I don't remember no.
Oh my god! I just started talking like.
Were the cows gone when you were of an age?
The cows weren't there. I know. I don't remember the cows. Do you not? I don't really remember the cows, but I remember the sheds and that had the cows. I don't remember the cows.
So farming life had probably finished, actually,
because there's a picture of me as a little one. I was about 4 with a little calf. But I don't remember them in my younger years.
So you don't remember the cows and you're breaking into the people's gardens and you
have
to
run down.
No, I don't
remember that. I just remember the
milking.
Horses. No, none of that. Don't remember the farm life. Yeah.
Did you ever learn how to tell the time using a cow?
What? Ah, for God's sake.
I had an uncle.
How did he do that?
He'd be milking the cows and he used to milk the cows by hands.
Yeah.
And we'd go into the barn to say hello to him. Yeah. And we'd be chatting with him and he'd be under the cow and he'd say to you... We go, what time is it?
Oh no.
He'd lift the tail.
He's
8:30.
That's so cute. Going,
how is he telling the time by looking up the cow's bottom?
Yeah. And you believed him.
Obviously, he had a watch in his hand at the same time. So he lifted up. 9:30.
It's like, gas the things you remember.
Oh, fantastic. We always thought a cow will tell you the time by lifting its tail. A bit scary, really. Anyway, so farm life didn't really.
I don't remember the cows. No.
Even though you're farmers now, really, again, you're back farming.
Not really, we have the horses. They're pets. They're going to be in the house. They're going to have their own bedrooms. But Max is going to have his own bed. I came home one morning this week actually from my walk, and I just jumped into the field because he was lying down. I'm like, he didn't get up, so I like sat down beside him, and like he put his head in my lap and went to sleep.
Oh, he did not.
I have a video of it. He is so cute.
There's one's going around at the minute. I saw a video. I showed it to Jane the last day of a little tiny horse. And she has him up like a baby.
No.
And he's just hugged into her. Tiny.
Yeah. Little. And when Grace gives him a hug, so she'll put her arms around his neck and he puts his head around and hugs her.
Is he getting big?
He bit me on the last
day. I was about to say that.
Where did he bite me? Little bugger, and he got like a tiny bit of skin. It was like, oh, you're just get the
little nip,
a little nip, and he ran off. It was like,
is he getting big?
He's getting big and he's changing colour. He's going grey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, great.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, lovely. So he's with his mammy all the time.
He's with his poor mammy and has her heart broken. She's a great mammy. She's like, you can nearly see her going, oh my god, I need a drink.
And just an hour to myself.
Just an hour. And she'd shake her head at him as if to say, get up here, you little shit. And he's running around the field.
Yeah.
You'll have to beep that out.
No, I'm leaving that in.
You're leaving that in. Yeah. Could be worse.
Midlife crisis. Yeah. We could be doing worse stuff.
But they're gas to watch. Do you know what I love watching? Crows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was watching them during the week, but somebody had a bag of chips out in the road. And I was walking again. It's funny things to see when you're walking. And this big, like, there's two different types. There's the little fellas with the blue eyes, but then there's the big fellas.
Yeah, the rook. He's a big fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they the same man, like, breed?
I think they're all part of the crow family.
Are they?
Yeah.
So he was out and with his big beak and he managed to get the bag open and he got the chip and he flew off up onto the roof and then there was a load of the rest of them waiting and one went down and the rest of them ran him. So funny to watch.
You know you should never wrong a crow.
It's something about crows, isn't there?
They never forget. So if you wrong a crow, so if you threw a stone at him,
he'd
never forget.
Well, and you know how... Pick your eyes out.
Pick the eyes out of you. Do you know how long they live, or what age they live to be?
They live a long time, don't they?
They do.
How long?
No, who's going to be quicker with this one?
Crow live for.
You're way quicker than
10 to 15 years.
10 to 15. Oh,
Australian raven, 22 years.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
Oh, that's still a long time.
Yeah.
And you know what I absolutely love, and I've seen a lot of it lately, and there's a name on it. And you've got like a flock of birds, like little birds, and they all fly and then they'll change direction.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they'll go together. There's a name on it. Oh God, I love that.
Yeah, it's fabulous. You can get some wonderful photographs
so
of
cool.
that. Yeah.
There's like a swarm of bees.
I used to watch them when I was on the train to Dublin. I'd be watching them out and you'd say, who's making the decision
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
And
who's deciding like, to go left?
Yeah, we're going this way.
Ah, such, like obvious, totally different direction turns. It's like complete 180.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing the speed
follow.
They do it. Yeah,
yeah,
it's fabulous.
Very cool.
But back to the crow. There's a very dear friend of mine has a theory that the crow will not start to build his nest until the 1st of March. Right? Yes. So I would say on the 26th of February, I'd say, look at him. He's picking up. No. He's only getting his stuff together. He will not start until the 1st of March.
Really? But they do know these. The animals have a sense for dates. And
oh, they're amazing.
The weather's
actually
going to be bad. If you see a cow lying down, it's going to rain.
Yeah, that's, they say that. Yeah. Our swallows, I think, are gone.
Are they gone?
Nah, the last 3 or 4 days now, they seem to be. Yeah,
they've gone off on their journey.
They're gone off and they left a lovely pile
big
of shite behind them.
And you'll go, there's no one going into them now. I'm knocking that nest down. And we'll all have the same fight because we have it in our house too.
Yeah, I know. But I love the swallows.
They're
it's
gorgeous.
Just a sign of a lovely time of year. Right, quick fire round.
Yay. I love the quick fire round. I always feel like I'm on like a TV programme.
You won't love this one because I've very little effort put into this
That's
today.
Okay.
Fruit pastille or Malteser?
Oh, fruit pastilles, if I could eat them, but I get spots and mouth ulcers.
Did you ever try the challenge with the fruit pastille where you put it in your mouth and you can't chew it? You have to try and just let it sit.
No.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Really?
It's impossible. You'll have to chew it.
There you go.
You have to chew. And they do last longer than a Malteser, but a Malteser is nice as well.
Yeah, they are nice.
What did you say? I can't
remember.
I went
with the fruit pastilles because I went with them because I can't eat them. That's why I picked what I can't have.
Back scratched.
Oh, love the back stretch.
Or back massage.
Back massage is nice. Back scratch is nice too.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's a hard one, David. What would you pick?
It's something nice about a back scratch.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Depends who's scratching your back, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
What's himself like at the old back scratch?
Well, he's good, but if I let him at the back scratch, then he'd think there'd be something else out of it. So, like, I'd sooner ask one of the kids to give me a back scratch. It wouldn't be long, my back wouldn't be long when scratched.
The back massage, yeah, I don't know.
Back massage is nice. It is nice and relaxing. Nice. As long as it's not too, like, ow.
But I know what you're like. It's 4 seconds into it, you're like, that's it, no, I'm done now that now. But a back scratch can be great, can be lovely. Lights on or off? If.
Right.
The room was full of snakes.
On.
Like, you want to see them?
Yeah, you would.
Oh my God, can you imagine the light being off?
Oh my God, the biggest spider in the world is in our house on the day of the communion.
Oh yeah?
I'm never ever leaving my windows on half latch ever again and I'm trusting the heat recovery.
Okay, well, I've got, can I just tell you?
He was.
They didn't come in the window.
Huge.
They're there.
Well, Dermot reckons when he was power hose in the front door
Dermot
that they came in.
Dermot tells you things.
He was giant. Dermot actually ran and got a shoe because he was like, I'm not picking him up with the tissue, and Dermot's like, not afraid of spiders.
No, he's not. No.
He was huge. He was the palm of my hand with ginormous body and legs.
Did you not put him on Instagram for his content?
No, I couldn't find my phone quick enough. I was afraid he was going to jump at me, so I ran up the hall.
We are this time of the year.
He was
people
so
say
big.
Conkers. Little
yeah, I didn't like to see him now in the house, and he was down at the bedrooms as well. Rosie's not doing her job.
Tell your teeth. it is the time of the year for them, but we would leave the light on. Of course, you want to see the snakes.
Yeah, you want to see the snakes.
Would you look at your husband's search history? Or let him look through yours.
I'd probably look at his because it would just be
tractors.
Done deal.
In fairness, that's exactly what it would be.
I don't think I ever need to worry about Dermot looking up like XXX rated bigboobs.com.
No.
It's totally done deal.
Tractors.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Oh, I could be looking up anything. Like my search history could be I don't even know. Like, let's see now.
Okay, let's check our search histories. Okay,
how do you check it?
So just call up your Google or whatever, and you'll see what you've been searching for. So I called up mine. So, for example, mine says Whistling Straits Golf Course. So I was checking out where the Ryder Cup has been played. Australian earthquakes, because there was an earthquake very close to a friend of mine in Melbourne. I was checking out our podcast charts to see how well we're doing. I was checking out a couple of Noel Gallagher wife, Liam Gallagher wife. You're going way too far now. You're looking to. I was looking for conversation starters, and then I wanted a meme of the girl who does a kind of she does a face, and then she does a nice face. So she goes, she does this face, yeah. And then she does that okay. face, right? So I searched "girl tastes cola makes face meme."
Oh, God.
And I got it.
Did you?
Yeah. So there's my search history.
Okay, I'll go through mine. So. How long to cook a 15-pound ham? Corley's Bell and Tubber menu, because we went for food the day before the communion to be fed, so I could go at it in the kitchen and make all the food.
Oh, she's at it again.
Can I half cook a curry?
Did you go at it on your own or did you get it together?
Can I half cook a curry the day ahead? I was going to half cook it, but I didn't do that then. Now, can you soak chicken in buttermilk for 2 days? Because I was going to bed and I went, oh, shite, I forgot the chicken is soaking in buttermilk. And then I had to go in and wash it all off and I was wrecked. 2021 calendar. Chevali chairs. What else?
She's skipping over a lot of them.
Cork FM.
Yeah, it's 96 FM.
Or 96 FM. Cavan is Super Value Westport. I was back with them this week. I got to go behind the scenes.
Oh, very good.
In their bakery. That was really cool. And then COVID testing. COVID test centre, Castlebar. So yeah, there's nothing really bad there.
No, there's nothing bad, lads.
No, there's not. There's nothing. Trying to be looking at
I have
things.
A few Google questions for Matt from the homework.
Oh, there's another. Also, Photoshop command broke, so I was trying to figure that out.
We're okay. Anybody can look through our history.
Yeah, we're
fine. We've nothing to hide.
You can listen to us on our phones.
There's nothing to us to hide.
The men in suits.
We tell you the truth anyway. Let's be honest. We've nothing to hide. And finally, for now, nails down a blackboard.
Ooh.
Or lick a sponge.
Lick a sponge? What's wrong with licking a sponge?
This one came from Jane.
Oh.
So she must have a problem licking
you know
the sponge.
You know what really gets
hey! Cotton mull.
Oh!
Yeah, that's cotton mull.
The school cardigans grind up between your teeth.
Oh my God.
And I actually do it and I'm like, why are you doing it? And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I do it. I get the kids' cardigans and I grind them between my front teeth.
I can feel the squidginess.
But I keep doing it until it makes a squeak.
Oh Jesus.
It's torture. That's like, that must be a form of Chinese torture. Yeah, so I'd lick a sponge anyway.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's lick sponges all day long. So, if you've learned anything from this week's podcast, it's how to do a communion feast.
Yes.
It's to check your thermometer to see if it's working. It is to do pasta in an air fryer that'll make pasta chips. It's to not be a farmer because Sarah wasn't a farmer. It is doing stupid things are okay. We are all doing them at the minute.
Buy lemons.
Lemons solve everything. And also, you can lick a sponge. It's perfectly acceptable.
It's perfectly fine.
And don't let Dermot make breakfast. He'd forget about the sausages.
He'd forget
it. I have one more quick story for you. I was walking during the week and I always carry a couple of masks just in case you go to a shop.
I don't know what you were going to say. You always carry.
And so I was going over the bridge, the lovely bridge.
Oh, good for you. I went into a shop. Sorry. I've completely just remembered and I'm interrupting you. You continue. I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, I'll get to the end of this and then you can tell
me.
And I was going over the bridge.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Look around me. Lovely. Uh-huh. Mask flew out of my pocket. Oh. And did that. Just went over the bridge into the water.
Oh, shit.
And loads of people saw me doing it.
Oh, no.
So then I was like, well, I can't retrieve it.
What will I do? Will you do lots of animation action with your
hands? Damn it and flipping bugger. So I had to walk away as a bit of a litter lout.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get it.
Where? What river was it?
Into the town, the lake.
Jesus, you're hardly going to jump in there.
Well, actually, I know, but I felt. I
of
don't,
course, you felt.
If I saw somebody else doing it, look at that litter load.
I know, yeah. Oh no, that's what you get for Mr. Organising, carrying loads of masks. Because
go on.
I went off over to shop the last day. Let's go around at my basket. Really enjoying my shopping experience, and I got up to the till and I looked over at the guy behind the counter with his mask on, and I went. Oh my God, and it's so funny the reaction when you do it. So I pull my jumper up over my nose. I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God. And they were all running after me. They were like, "Your grand." I was like, "Oh no!" Everyone in the shop before me would have been like, "Look at your woman, no mask on her."
We were at the school one day, and
a year and a half later,
like, we were standing at the school, you and I.
Why have I got my mask that day too?
When the kids came out, eventually, just as we were going, I turned to you and I said, "We'll see you tomorrow, and you might wear a mask." You were like, "Oh my god,
it's awful!" I mean, I need to make a new invention where they're like necklaces.
I went into a shop the last day in town. I went into a shop, and I was with my father, and he had forgotten his mask, and the man on the shop said, "You think you'd remember that after 2 years?"
I know, it's just very unnatural. Like, sorry?
I said, "Sorry, yeah, we're on." And then he's pointing at the sound, "No mask, no entry."
Yeah.
And he's going, "You think you did remember that?" And I was like, "Okay, calm down, pal. I have
relax.
One.
Relax. Yeah, relax. I'll give you there, something pal. To I have remember. One.
He's outside."
Jesus. Oh God, these people who just don't make mistakes. I would actually people. Camp out now behind a bin and wait for him to finish work. And tie him up with masks and "No, I won't forget one again. Thanks to you."
That's a lot for the podcast this week. It. Don't forget, you can send an email to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. You can go to Sarah's website, sarahbutler@home.com, and get all the information on the book there and get orders, you pre-order it before it sells out or before we see more terrier teeth. You can go to our Instagram, which has it all there, and of course available on Twitter as well, @ButlerPodcast.
You're doing a mighty job, David. I'm just so glad I'm paying you so much money.
You know, this week I took a step back from technology a little bit.
Did you?
I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to do less. I'm going to do less looking at my phone.
Yeah, oh, it's so important, yeah.
Yeah, says your one who's done nothing but through this whole podcast.
Excuse
but look at her
me,
phone.
I did not. I only Googled, was the child a prank, a girl or a boy? Very
How long
curious.
Do clothes live for? We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.